Welcome to the ULM Forum on KEDM Public Radio. I'm Jay Curtis. Many people start the year by pledging to change something about themselves. Even though research shows that New Year's resolutions often aren't effective, one of the more popular includes improving health through losing weight or exercising more. Dr. Wilson Campbell is the Lucy Shackelford Endowed Professor of Kinesiology. So, Dr. Campbell, you say that one of the biggest things when someone's trying to change their lifestyle is to be doing something that set goals. Now, a lot of people at the end of January now have already messed up on some of their initial New Year's resolutions. What advice do you give to somebody who's looking at moving forward even from here?
Well, I think goal setting is a good first place to start, and you want to set short-term and long-term goals. Now, there's really two characteristics about a goal. A goal should be realistic, meaning that I can achieve it. And then secondly, that it should be challenging, meaning that I have to work hard to achieve it. Short-term goal is usually, 1 to 2 months. Long-term goal is anywhere from 4 to 6 months. And goals is always plural. I'm not setting a goal, but I'm setting several goals over a time period to achieve an end, whether it's lose weight, become more physically fit. It does take time, and goals are a good starting point.
You mentioned that it does take time. I think a lot of people don't realize that it took a while to get where you are. It's going to take a while to where you'd like to be.
Very much so. I mean, if there was a magic pill or a magic exercise or whatever, I would be telling you what it is on this broadcast. But again, research again shows that it's just really following positive lifestyle habits, exercising on a regular basis, watching what you eat, moderation, things that we all know, but that's not the answer we want to hear. We want to hear about that magic pill. And it's amazing what's advertised after 11 p.m. at night. Some of my worst fishing baits are actually purchased after 11 p.m. at night. The cream you rub on your leg that makes cellulite disappear, the pill that you take that burns fat while you sleep, that's what I call fool's gold, but everybody's looking for it.
And then they sell lots of them. You've also done a lot of work and looked at a lot of the research on the long-term health benefits of getting more fit.
Yes, I mean, the research is really very clear. I was actually reading some on the Harvard alumni study today. And this is a study that's been going on since the early 1960s that follows about 17,000 people each year. And what the study really shows is that people who exercise consistently for a lifetime basically live longer and have higher qualities of life. And that's something that we want everybody to do. We know it, but, it's finding time. People come up with many excuses as to why they shouldn't exercise. And the research clearly indicates that those that exercise on a regular basis basically live longer.
What is it that makes people make that step from change between I know I need to do something about it and actually taking that action step?
You really have to find for you the reason why should I exercise. And I kind of call it an essential question because there's more than one right answer. For some people, it's looking good in a swimsuit. I think that's great. For other people, it's so that they can be better at sports. For other people, for me personally, it's quality of life. As I age, I still want to be able to do many of those things that I did as a younger person. So the first thing people have to realize is, why am I exercising? What am I going to get out of it? And that's, again, something that everybody has to think through.
Now, you do a lot of work with children, with K-12 programs. You're the project director for the Monroe City School District. What do you find in working with kids that can impact adults?
Kids need as much exercise, as adults do. 1 in 3 adults in America is obese today. 1 in 6 children school-aged children are obese. So it's a huge problem that really starts in early childhood and follows us for a lifetime. So in working with K-12 students, what we really have to do is have them find exercises that they enjoy doing. If you don't like jogging, don't jog. You can ride your bicycle, you can swim, you can play basketball. Psychologists really worked out that if I'm in an exercise that matches my personality, I'm more likely to stay with it for a lifetime. So in other words, if I'm a very social person, jogging's not for me. I mean, when you're out jogging, you're usually by yourself. I don't want to talk. I'm trying to breathe. But, taking a spin class, Zumba, things that are a lot more social in nature that match your personality, we find people stay in that exercise mood for a longer time period.
And you've also mentioned parallels to K-12 physical education and the seatbelt campaign.
Yeah, very, very much so. You know, what we're trying to do is educate kids in K-12 physical education about nutrition, exercise, the importance of fitness, with the hope that they'll take it back to their parents. And again, I work with many school districts across the nation, but there was one in North Louisiana where the physical education teacher had the students teach circuit training to their parents. So the parents came in that night and the students were showing them different exercises, talking about muscle groups, how to develop muscle strength, muscle endurance. And, you know, from what I'm told, the parents left with a whole new attitude as to what physical education was and the value of it. And that's kind of the idea of the seatbelt philosophy, educating the kids so that they can have an impact on their parents.
You're also involved in research even locally. How does Northeast Louisiana stack up on as far as activity levels go and fitness levels?
We don't stack up too well. Mississippi may be, dare I say it, the fattest state in the nation for the second consecutive year. And again, before we say too much ourselves in Louisiana, it kind of rotates from Arkansas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia. But I just learned this last year that the 35th Congressional District, which is where we are in Monroe, is the most obese congressional district in the nation.
Wow.
So that was something that I didn't know until this past year. And really, when you go out to the mall and you look around, just a good snapshot of the population in here, I could see how we unfortunately have that title.
And for someone who's hearing this and really wants to make a change, the new kinesiology lab in Brown Hall can help with that some.
Yeah, very much so. We have a human performance lab, and just part of what the lab does, again, is fitness testing. And again, people can call the lab 342-1310, and they can get more information on the fitness testing. But it's a health related fitness test that also includes a diet analysis, and it gives a person the information that they can make a good evaluation on diet changes and exercise programs. So it's something that, again, people should check into, get a lot of good information.
So beyond the first month out of the year, there is still hope.
Oh, there's always hope. Always hope. You got to set those goals and stick with them.
Dr. Wilson Campbell holds the Lucy Shackelford Endowed Professorship in Kinesiology. He's been talking with us about setting goals past those New Year's resolutions. Dr. Campbell, thanks so much for talking with us.
You're very welcome.